COVID-19 deaths in Kaohsiung could triple every 2 weeks, modeling data shows. All eyes are on Kaohsiung as it sees a dramatic rise in the number of COVID-19 infections, becoming the country's epicenter for this virus. In just 2 weeks, the number of infections has increased a staggering 283%. 2 weeks ago, on June 25, Kaohsiung had 28,746 cases. On Thursday, the province had 81,546 cases, a 283% increase. On June 25, it had 149 deaths, and on Thursday, 515 deaths, a 346% increase. According to the National Institute for Communicable Diseases modeling data, the number of deaths in Kaohsiung could potentially triple every 2 weeks. A district breakdown of infections from Wednesday showed Johannesburg as the hotspot in Kaohsiung with 35,040 infections. Private and state hospitals in Kaohsiung are currently treating 2,692 patients for COVID-19. 2 weeks ago, experts warned that Kaohsiung was in the eye of the COVID-19 storm. Healthcare workers and hospitals were stretched as cases surged. Provincial Health MEC Bandal Masuku said the province's laboratories were overwhelmed and had a backlog of 30,000 tests. Masuku said the need for oxygen in the province had surged due to an increase in COVID-19 cases. He said the demand was due to high admissions of patients who were in critical condition, needing ventilators and oxygen. Masuku said the province would seek to meet that demand by procuring more ventilators and oxygen, and by opening more isolation sites to accommodate more people. On Tuesday, TimesLIV reported that MPISA said 300 more nurses would be moved to Kaohsiung to ease the pressure in intensive care units, ICU, and trauma units, which continue to be under pressure from cases of drunken driving, stab wounds, and car accidents. He also said that Kaohsiung COVID-19 cases were rising faster than those in all other provinces.